If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tasteofchicago.com to order today.
Time for our Friday food feature. Joining us this morning, the editor of Eater Chicago, Ashok Selvam. Ashok, good morning. Let's talk about the Chicago 2024 Eater Awards. And first, how are these determined?
Well, these are pretty much determined by secret high-level conversations between Eater staff. That's basically me and a couple of co-workers, and we've been thinking about this for the whole, so probably around summer. And, we start spreadsheets on what we enjoyed or what we didn't like, and we just kind of compile a list and eliminate stuff going forward.
I like that secret high level, meaning you got together over hot dogs. All right, let's talk about first the award for best new restaurant. Who got that honor?
That's Maxwell's Trading, and that's kind of in the West Loop Fulton Market area. It's a little bit west, closer to Ogden, and the real estate developers haven't figured out a proper name for it yet. But it is this restaurant from Erling Wu Bauer, who worked with One Off Hospitality and really made a name for himself at Nico Osteria in the Gold Coast neighborhood. And he and business partner Josh Tilden have just created this wonderful restaurant, taking a bunch of different references and different influences and kind of throwing it against the wall for this wonderful food. You got these scallion. They have a section on the menu just called Dunkers. And that might sound really weird and maybe something you would see get a hot dog stand or maybe like that. But it's just these fun little tears this flatbread off, these wonderful flavors, and it's just a real good example of when you don't tie down to tradition. You're just willing to expand, and it's delicious.
Maxwell's Trading. And where is this place?
This is in, I guess it's called the Fulton Market River area.
Got it.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, let's jump ahead to the best new bar. You guys like Truce, don't you?
Truce, yeah. I'm trying to describe it for people who have never been. It's basically a dive bar for folks that hate dive bars and a cocktail lounge for people who hate cocktail lounges. it links both that. Chicago's strength when it comes to bars, they don't judge you. If you want a shot of whiskey and an old style, they don't judge you. If you want a cocktail that maybe takes 5 minutes to prepare. And Truce mingles both of those elements into just one package. It's really friendly. It's the most fun I've had in a bar in a long time. And maybe that just suggests I was in the right mood to it. Don't worry. I went more than once.
So, you did.
We wrote that out. Yeah.
A for atmosphere, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's just really welcoming. I don't know if you collect records. But if you go to a record store and you see those record store clerks that look at you when you to judge you based on what you bring in, they don't judge you here upon what you drink. And that's a real welcome thing.
Where is Truce located?
Truce is in Bucktown. It's near the corner of Damon and Armitage.
Okay, now we need to talk about what you determined was the taco of the year. Can't wait to hear about this.
Yeah, well, Chicago's kind of known as the land of Italian beef pizza and hot dogs, and this was kind of my wild card category. I don't know if it's going to come back next year, but this year was such a strong year for really fun tacos. And over in Pilsen, there's a restaurant called Samarisco San Pedro. It's a new restaurant. It's in the ground level of Talia Hall. The historic music venue, and they have a traditional taco called the shrimp gubernador, and it's basically kind of like a quesadilla, but it's not. It doesn't have as much cheese. The best part of a Pequod's pizza is the caramelized cheese crust, and it kind of incorporates that same thing. It has this beautiful shrimp that's wrapped in cheese, and it gets nice and crispy, and it's wrapped in this tortilla and topped with herbs and veggies, and it's a perfect texture, and it uses really good seafood. And I took a bite, and I was like, wow, there must be heaven. I found it in a tortilla.
All right. Mention the name and location of that one again.
It's Mariscos San Pedro, and that's in Talia Hall off 18th Street.
And we should mention the place you recognized, an old Chicago favorite, as Comeback Restaurant of the Year. And it's Calumet Fisheries, isn't it?
Everyone loves Calumet Fisheries. I mean, one of the things on these Eater Awards, you know, I try to list places that really mean a lot to their communities and just go above and beyond. In November 2023, there was a fire that wiped out Calumet Fisheries. It's one of two places that's in the city that still can smoke fish. They have smokehouses. And, you know, it's so vital. And it's just like they rebuilt, they made everything shiny, but it feels the same. And, you know, they have that smoke shack in back where they have the salmon and the shrimp. It's one of the most important places in Chicago. And it's so, so great that it reopened this year. And the customers really appreciate it. It really is one of those feel-good stories of 2024.
Yeah, really. Calumet Fisheries along the Chicago River. Hope they didn't make it too shiny and ruin it. It's the Eater editor with us this morning, Ashok Selvam. And we've got a list of Chicago's biggest dining grievances of 2024 to share with you next. Every year, Eater Chicago assembles a panel of local dining experts to discuss Chicago's biggest restaurant gripes of the past year. And we're talking to the editor of Eater Chicago this morning, Ashok Selvam. Ashok, let's start with what the Chicago Magazine dining editor, Amy Cavanaugh, told you was her big gripe.
No one, if there's a common theme, no one likes paying more than what they expect. And we just talk about cocktail prices. I remember several years ago in London, there was a newspaper article about the pint, the cost of a pint of beer, and how in different neighborhoods it would represent the cost of property. And that was a pretty good kind of tool in London, and to see how much housing costs. That kind of scale is gone in America. It's gone in Chicago. Inflation has skyrocketed. You know, we're seeing the cost of cocktails, and we're not talking about like gin and tonics or whiskey and cokes, which you can get like for $5 at a happy hour special. Those exist in some form. We're talking about like martinis or Manhattans, where you can maybe you could get that for $10 or $12. Now it's like closer to $20 right now, and that's really impacting how many times people are going out. You know, why do that? Well, during the pandemic, we have our house bars, and we can mix our drinks ourselves. I don't do it. I like to, you know, I'm a man of the people. I like to talk to people and see that. But for a lot of people, the bar culture is fading, because it just costs too much to go out.
As long as the Superdog root beer float stays the same price, I'm okay. But I get what you're saying. And in fact, talking about price, the editor of Time Out Chicago mentioned unexplained service fees, didn't he? That was his big grievance.
That's becoming an annual grievance. Again, the way business has been conducted after 2020, we saw a lot of fees mysteriously appear on your bill, and folks don't know how that, hey, you're allowed to talk about it. You can't have that mandatory added in Illinois. But there are places that do have a level of transparency. Maybe they use it to pay for healthcare costs or insurance, which is not like a automatic for folks in the service industry. You can talk to your server about it, and hopefully their ownership has, you know, trained them and how to explain this, and there's a level of transparency. But there is, you know, not all service fees are equal. There are kind of dishonest restaurant operators that exist, not all of them, but they need to be held accountable, and it's not really fair to the consumer.
One of your writers there, Eater Chicago, complained about what he called the reservation race. What was he saying there?
Oh, the reservation race. It's just so hard to kind of to plan your weekend. I mean, just yesterday, the governor of New York made it illegal for, like, there were folks that were like hoarding up reservations, like ticket scalpers, and selling those reservations I'm not sure that's like come over to Chicago, but I wouldn't be surprised if, like, you know, just like as a side gig, someone decided to gobble up like Reading Eater Chicago and say, these are the hot restaurants. I'm going to make as many reservations in my name and offering them to the general public for a fee. That has, you know, the walk-in has been really harder. Fewer restaurants are allowing walk-ins, and you really need to plan out like months in advance for some of these hot restaurants. And it just makes that lack of, you know, the planning is just a turnoff. You have to make it easier for people to come into your restaurant, not harder.
Right. And Lord knows these are very tough times for restaurants. And so we want to do our part as customers. Well, there you have it. It's the list of the restaurant industry, naughty and nice, according to Eater Chicago and editor Ashok Selvam. Thank you, Ashok. Enjoy your holiday season.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Glad tidings to all.